Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we're making our way through the book of Mark, and we're in chapter 14 right now, verses 43 through 52 in the New English Translation. It says this: Right away, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him came a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent by the chief priests and experts in the law and elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." When Judas arrived, he went up to Jesus immediately and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they took hold of him and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew his sword and struck the high priest's slave, cutting off his ear. Jesus said to them, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like you would an outlaw? Day after day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, yet you did not arrest me. But this has happened so that the scriptures would be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. A young man was following him, wearing only a linen cloth. They tried to arrest him, but he ran off naked, leaving his linen cloth behind. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, you were betrayed with a kind word and a kiss, a tender word, "Rabbi," and then kissed by the one who betrayed you. Lord, I can't imagine what that must have been like, but I thank you right now for enduring that for my sake and for the sake of all humanity. You not only had to deal with the wrestling in the Garden of Gethsemane, where you had to make such a choice, and you made that choice, and then that choice inaugurated the next part of the plan, which was betrayal and arrest. And as you said, you'd been in the temple preaching all the time, teaching, admonishing. You'd just been in Jerusalem the whole week, and they never arrested you there because they were afraid of the crowd. So they came at night with torches and spears and clubs and swords and arrested you like a criminal. And it's ironic to me that these are the priests and the experts in the law and the elders of the community of Israel, and they sent swords. Isn't that not, I think about the commandments, "You shall not kill," and yet that is how they approached you, Jesus. So I just thank you for this story. I thank you for the truth of the story. I thank you that you went willingly. I thank you that you endured betrayal and you also endured abandonment. And so, Lord, I pray for those today who are experiencing betrayal in their lives. Someone has betrayed them with a kiss, someone they expected kindness who instead turned on them. And Lord, I pray for those who feel abandoned today. Maybe it's even been by their church or their church leaders. We see in this passage that church leaders can do some pretty terrible things by sending swords. And some people listening to this today have been harmed by the church or people in the church or people who have named the name of Christ and they have crucified others with their words. Lord, it should not be, but it is what it is. And we are left in the aftermath of either betrayal or abandonment, Lord, and we need your Holy Spirit to salve that wound, to help us to grow beyond it and help us not to become bitter and small, or that we spend our lives building a wall around our hearts. Lord, I don't want to do that. I've done it before. It is fruitless. It takes a lot of work, takes a lot of energy, but it ultimately keeps out all joy because it keeps out all pain. And Lord, I know that joy and pain are intermingled sometimes, and sometimes we have to trust when we really would rather not to. But Lord, I pray for those today who are having a hard time trusting good folks, and I pray you to open their eyes to the safe people in their lives so that they could be healed from the unsafe ones. Lord, thank you again for the cross. Thank you for bearing the weight of all of the sin that I have committed when I have hurt other people, because I know it's not just about me being abandoned and betrayed, but I have abandoned and I have betrayed others, and I ask for your forgiveness. And I thank you that because of your cross, I can have it. I rest in that today, and I pray these things in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this podcast every day. You are a blessing to me. Your life, as I said in my book, Worth Living, your life is worth living and you are worth loving. And the Lord loves you so very much. Rest in that embrace